WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everybody? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel like a constant battle in our crazy, fast-paced world. Being present. Ever felt like you're just running on autopilot, constantly checking your phone, thinking about what happened yesterday or what's coming tomorrow? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be enjoying a delicious meal but you're scrolling through social media instead? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Being present isn't some mystical superpower reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a skill anyone can learn, and trust me, it'll change your life. Think about it. Being truly present means savoring those moments, big and small. It's about feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, tasting that first sip of coffee in the morning, laughing with friends without thinking about your to-do list. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Dylan, easier said than done. And yeah, it takes practice, but it's worth every bit of effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of being present. 1. Mindfulness is your BFF. Think of mindfulness as your personal superpower against distraction. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Sounds simple, right? It can be surprisingly tough when your mind's racing a marathon in overdrive. Try starting with just 5 minutes a day. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations around you, and gently redirect your thoughts when they wander. 2. Ditch the mental time machine. Ever find yourself dwelling on past regrets or stressing about future uncertainties? That's like watching a movie that hasn't been made yet. Remember, time is a precious resource. Don't waste it stuck in yesterday or tomorrow. When you catch yourself doing this, take a moment to ground yourself in the present. Look around, listen to the sounds, feel your feet on the floor. 3. Technology detox. I get it, we're all glued to our phones these days. But constant notifications and scrolling can seriously mess with your ability to be present. Try setting aside specific times for checking emails and social media, and leave those devices out of the bedroom at night. Think about it. You were perfectly fine before smartphones, weren't you? 4. Engage your senses. Being present is a full-body experience. Pay attention to the colors around you, the textures you touch, the smells in the air. Taste your food slowly, savor each bite, and listen to the conversations happening around you without interrupting. Life is a sensory feast, so don't just eat it, experience it. 5. Practice gratitude. This one's a game changer. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can shift your entire perspective. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for every day, or simply take a moment to acknowledge the beauty around you. A grateful heart is a present heart. Okay, let me give you an example that might hit home. Imagine you're having dinner with loved ones, you know, the kind of night where everyone's laughing and sharing stories. Now picture yourself glued to your phone throughout the whole meal. You miss out on those genuine connections, those funny anecdotes, and the warm feeling of being truly present with people you care about. That's what happens when we let distractions take over. It's like watching life happen through a blurry screen. Being present allows us to fully experience these moments, create lasting memories, and deepen our relationships. So, here's the deal. Don't let another day go by feeling disconnected. Start practicing being present today, even if it's just for a few minutes. Take a deep breath, focus on your senses, and enjoy the ride. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now go out there and make the most of every moment. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a little dose of presence in their life. Catch you in the next episode for another dose of Everyday Stoicism. Keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.